We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Earth Protecting viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intercept 10K U-band and Intercept 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intercept 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intercept 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Calarada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Grunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhad Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhad Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Chinese Peace Arc visits Caribbean and Central American nations to enhance friendships. In humanitarian news, an Israeli hospital provides free surgeries for children from around the world. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Soy Dog Foundation, which is dedicated to helping homeless, mistreated, and neglected canines and felines in Thailand. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 21st, is the birthday of international renowned Turkish concert pianist Miss İdil Biret. Born in 1941 in Ankara, Turkey, her exceptional gift for music began at a very young age. Miss Biret has given concerts around the globe with major orchestras. During her career, Miss Biret has made over 80 records and sold over 2 million CDs. Her numerous accolades include the State Artist Distinction from Turkey and the Distinguished Service Order Cavalry Cross from the 4th Polish President, His Excellency Lech Kaczynski. May your fine talent continue to bring much happiness to enthusiastic listeners worldwide, Miss İdil Biret. We wish you a joyful birthday with cherished ones.
Fly-in news. Rainstorms flood Lebanese capital. With the arrival of the rainy season, days of heavy precipitation resulted in unexpected flooding on Friday, November 18th, in the capital, Beirut. Numerous vital roads were submerged and traffic came to a halt across the city with hundreds of cars that were stranded as army and civil defense personnel rescued motorists from meter-deep inundations. Officials stated that the nation's rainfall has already exceeded a 30-year average for the season, with a current total of 145 millimeters being more than double the amount for all of last year. With snowfall and a sharp drop in temperatures expected in coming days, the experts also warned motorists to take necessary precautions on icy roads. We thank the Lebanese officials and all emergency personnel for your timely assistance in ensuring public safety. May we all join in kinder actions that restore humanity's harmony with nature through our elevated care for the environment.
Earthquakes hit Turkey, Iran, Egypt, and Japan. On Friday, November 18th, a quake of magnitude 5.0 struck eastern Turkey in a region that is still recovering from two devastating tremors. Centered 48 kilometers northeast of Van, the most recent tremor was felt as far away as neighboring Armenia. According to Xinhua News Agency, southern Iran was also rocked by a quake that evening. Measuring 4.3 on the Richter scale, it hit the city of Lamerd in southern Fars province, causing residents to rush out into the streets in fright. The following day, a rare 4.1 magnitude tremor was felt as it hit 25 kilometers southwest of the Egyptian Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. While on Sunday, a 5.1 magnitude tremor struck near the east coast of Honshu, Japan, 92 kilometers southeast of the capital, Tokyo. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of major damage or injuries for any of the tremors. We are grateful for the safety of all in the quake-affected regions, as we pray that such potential harms are curbed through our gentler regard for all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring.
Worse is yet to come.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Buddha's sadness. I wish to find the celestial granary to scatter over mountains and forests, so every bird can be warm and nourished. When I see them in cold, wintry days, wings and feathers all in disarray, searching for food morsels. I wish to share all the meals, nutritious and tasty, with scrawny cats in the wild, wandering and hungry, living furtively in abandoned shrines, blistering days and rainy nights, emaciated and wasting away. I sympathize with the deer and goats on rocky mountains, roaming all day, not having enough dry leaves, craggy cliffs, lonely as ancient tombs. Where can they find sweet grass and nectar stream? The heart of the saint is forever in sorrow. The vow to save the world, will it ever come to fruition? On bended knee, I awaken my faith in a creator and implore him this planet to restore.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 429. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Tunisian parties assigned top government positions. On Saturday, November 19th, leaders of the country's main political parties agreed on key government appointments, with the three who were selected all being longtime human rights activists. Mr. Hamadi Jebali of the Ennahda Party has been appointed Prime Minister. Mr. Monsef Marzouki of the Congress for the Republic Party has been agreed as the nation's president, and Mustafa Ben Jafar of the Itakatol Party will be president of the Constituent Assembly. The full 217-member Constituent Assembly, which was elected by the Tunisian people in October, will cast a final vote of approval for the appointments in its first meeting on Tuesday. The new leadership positions are considered interim, with national elections that will be held after the nation's constitution has been written by the Assembly. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, on your new appointments. Wishing you the best as you continue in exemplary steps that bring ever more dignity, fulfillment, and peace for fellow Tunisians and your country.
Rescue of dying chickens exposes disturbing industry standards. In Laverton, near Melbourne, Australia, trucks carrying chickens for slaughter were blocked by a line of workers who had been protesting dangerously poor conditions at the meat processing plant since November 9th. Concerned members of the group Animal Liberation Victoria managed to rescue just over 30 birds from the transport stage of the punishing process known as factory farming.
We've been rescuing as many birds as we can from these trucks, basically to give them a life that's worth living.
There were a lot of dead birds on the trucks, and it's just very, very traumatic for them.
Each truck has about 10,000 birds.
Even the police were shocked upon seeing the chickens' poor health and other signs of the extreme stress, disease, and overcrowding to which they are subjected as factory-farmed animals. The long hours of transport without food, water, or protection from the elements are just a part of the cruelties endured up till the moment of slaughter. These birds haven't been forced to rapidly gain weight through breeding for certain traits, as well as administration of hormones and antibiotics according to typical industry practices, were unable to stand or walk.
This is Buster. He's the first bird we got off. He was laying on his back, legs flailing. Oh! Legs flailing in the air, and he was panting and so distressed. We managed to pry open the side of the crates and get him out. I didn't think he'd survive, but after he'd had, you know, a good rest and a drink, and he was able, by the next day, he was able to stand.
Sadly, the vast majority of birds seen on the trucks were being redirected to other slaughterhouses, with many of them likely to have died slowly in transit. Moreover, conditions and treatment endured by the animals extends to the factory's workers, highlighting the disregard of welfare in abattoirs worldwide.
In August last year, one of the workers was decapitated because he was cleaning the machine and the company doesn't allow them to stop the machine while it's being cleaned. Presumably to save money. However, we shouldn't forget that there's, you know, this place is killing over 100,000 birds a day and makes its, all of its money on killing.
With sorrow for the innocent animals as well as the meat processing workers, who are also victims of an inhumane system, we thank Animal Liberation Victoria, Edgar's Mission, and others for your dedicated efforts to save the innocent lives of our avian friends. Our prayers that the day soon comes when no human has to take a life in order to earn a living, and that all beings may enjoy peaceful coexistence on Earth.
National Book Award recipients honored.
In the ceremony held in New York City, USA, and sponsored by the National Book Foundation, awardees this year included fiction winner, author Jasmine Ward for her novel Salvage the Bones. Stephen Greenblatt, whose book The Swerve, How the World Became Modern, earned top prize for nonfiction. Poetess Nikki Finney for her collection Head Off and Split, and Alexese or Vietnamese author Lai Thanh Has, Inside Out and Back Again, won the Young People's Literature Award.
The four honorees were selected from among 1,223 writers who submitted their works for consideration, and they each received a $10,000 cash prize along with their awards.
Our heartfelt congratulations, esteemed recipients Ms. Lai, Ms. Finney, Mr. Greenblatt, and Ms. Ward. Blessed be such talented contributions as yours in continuing to speak to our hearts and connect humanity through the art of literature.
Save Our Planet. A report released by Switzerland-based Internal Displacement Monitoring Center on November 16, 2011, states that a full 90% of the world's disaster-related displacement, which forced more than 38 million people to leave their homes in 2010, was caused by climate change.
I'm Angela, the elusive Great Crested Grebe. One of the stars is Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. It's a delicious vegan diet for me. Today, I have a tip on keeping warm when you are outdoors in cold weather. According to Canadian scientist Dr. Claire Austin, PhD, 30% of a person's body heat is lost through the neck and head. Making sure these areas are well covered with a good hat and scarf, as well as wearing insulating clothing and a windproof jacket are ways to help stay warm. Be safe. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In intercultural news, the Chinese Peace Ark travels to Cuba and beyond. The hospital Navy ship docked in Havana as part of its Mission Harmony 2011 journey, which also includes Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, and Costa Rica. The visits have the goal of building friendships and sharing experiences in Chinese traditional medicine. Humanitarian health services are also available. Kudos, China and Peace Ark crew, for your efforts to enhance amicable relations with Caribbean and Central American brethren. May cooperation between all countries grow to bring about a tranquil planet.
In humanitarian news, an Israeli hospital helps children in need from around the world. The Wolf's Medical Center in Tel Aviv offers free heart surgery to disadvantaged youngsters. The operations, medical care, and arrangements of getting a child to the hospital are taken care of by the Israeli humanitarian organization Save a Child's Heart. In over 15 years, more than 2,700 young patients have been treated, half of whom were from Palestine, Jordan, and Iraq. Our earnest appreciation, Wolfson Medical Center and Save a Child's Heart, for your kind assistance. May heaven bless the precious beneficiaries with vibrant well-being and a flourishing future. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, presenting Soy Dog Foundation, which has without charge spayed or neutered more than 34,000 canine and feline friends in Thailand. We're going to thank God for all the diversity on our planet. Please stay tuned for more laudable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, celebrating news for a jubilant world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on a nonprofit which has provided free veterinary care to thousands of injured or ill animals in Thailand.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Soy Dog Foundation, or Soy means street in Thai, is dedicated to helping homeless, mistreated, and neglected canines and felines in Thailand. The nonprofit was founded in 2002 and started operating in Phuket in 2003. It is presently taken care of by Gil and John Daly, a retired couple from England, with the help of volunteers.
The foundation has spayed or neutered more than 34,000 animal friends without any charge. Vaccinations are also provided for stray dogs and cats and those whose caregivers cannot afford the cost of this procedure. Furthermore, free veterinary care has been given to thousands of sick or injured animals. Soy also takes part in disaster rescue work, collaborating with other groups, such as in the recent floods in Bangkok.
The foundation has a shelter and animal hospital on 4.5 acres of land near Mai Khao village. Good homes, even in other countries, are found for as many of the sweet animal friends as possible. Soy has received a number of prestigious awards, including Ms. Gil Daly being recognized as the China-based Genuine Foundation's first Asia-Pacific canine hero in June 2011. Bravo, Gil and John Daly and Soy Dog Foundation. May your noble efforts help many innocent co-inhabitants to live in happiness, health, and safety with heaven's blessings.
Let's now enjoy an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Wrong Tooth.
Yesterday, you pulled out the wrong tooth, the good one. The bad one's still here. Hurts me so much.
Okay, sorry about that. I'll pull the bad tooth out today, no charge.
And make sure to put back to where it was, the good tooth that you mistakenly took out yesterday.
Now for our viewers' heartline.
I am so glad to watch your channel, for it is very interesting and healthy. Thank you very much. God bless. Ahmad from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
Amiable Ahmad, thank you very much for your positive message. We wish you many hours of viewing enjoyment. May Allah's abundant grace be with you and all the kind-hearted people of Saudi Arabia.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart sing in blissful oneness with heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The joint North and South Korean industrial complex in Kaesong, North Korea, reached a production record high of $36.82 million as of September 2011, indicating expanding relations between the North and South.
Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa and the Confederation of Public Workers, a new union of 60,000 in the country, signed an ethical political agreement seeking to provide better service for all public administration workers.
Celebrities including legendary cellist Yo-Yo Ma, Hollywood actress Meryl Streep, and U.S. film director Joel Cohen arrive in Beijing, China, for the first ever U.S.-China Forum on Arts and Culture to collaborate with their Chinese counterparts, such as director Liu Chuan, actor Liu Ye, and artist Liu Xiaodong.
The organization Women for Women International honors 42nd U.S. President Bill Clinton with the Champion of Peace Award for his support of women and girls through the charitable endeavors of the Clinton Global Initiative that include job creation and improved social standing.
Human rights organization Amnesty International is offered a tribute of thanks as Iranian doctors Dr. Arash and Dr. Kamyar Alai, now free after several years of imprisonment, convey their gratitude for the hope inspired by the group's support and campaign for their release.
While filming a movie in Philadelphia, USA, and seeing homeless people near the set in need of warm clothes, Hollywood actor Bradley Cooper purchases thousands of dollars in coats, hats, scarves, and gloves to give them, as he also donates his own coat to one man.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.